and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Tens of millions are already flocking to roads and airports ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA says nearly 80 million will be traveling, despite unfortunate weather in some places. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Despite storms on both coasts and air traffic control staffing issues in the Northeast that delayed thousands of flights Friday, the airlines feel pretty good about the weekend. They think the weather will cooperate, and they are watching very closely as the forecast comes into focus for the days closer to Thanksgiving, because they know so many people are on the move.
Along with the holidays come cyber dangers. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports people should be careful.
A whopping 86% of ransomware attacks targeting businesses over the past year hit on a holiday or weekend. That's according to a new global study of 900 IT and security professionals worldwide, released this week by cybersecurity firm Sempris. Analysts also found that 85% of those organizations surveyed actually decreased security staffing during those same times.
President-elect Trump is announcing a flurry of chosen cabinet members. Many were announced last night. CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe with details.
Set to join Trump 2.0, Russell Vogt, returning to serve once again as White House budget chief. He's set to work closely with businessmen Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy on their so-called Department of Government Efficiency, seeking to slash $2 trillion from the federal budget. And Vogt is a key architect of Project 2025, that conservative blueprint Trump distanced himself from during the campaign amid relentless Democratic attacks.
A spokesman for Hamas says a female Israeli hostage was killed in an area of northern Gaza that was struck by Israeli forces. Civilians in Gaza are starving, as the UN says humanitarian aid delivery is grinding to a halt. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Deprivation and hunger on an endless loop in Gaza, where children beg for food and starving Palestinians endure jostling, angry crowds just to get bread, where mothers are simply unable to feed their children. Sometimes I can't even find bread, sobs Salma. I swear we live in hell. One of my children has already died, and I'm terrified it will happen again.
In space.
And we really felt it.
The Progress 90 cargo spacecraft is docked with the International Space Station. The vehicle was launched on a Soyuz rocket and delivered nearly 3 tons of food and other supplies to the Expedition 72 crew. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. November is Military Family Appreciation Month, and moving from military service into the workforce can be a tough transition, both for the service member and their family. Simone Perez reports.
About 200,000 service members a year transition from active duty to civilian life, and many experience rescinded offers, underemployment, or inadequate preparation for their transition. Jonathan Pride from NPower, an organization that provides skill training to veterans and their families, says uncertainty is one of their biggest challenges in the transition.
A lot of the time, it's the only job they've ever had, and so they don't know how their skills will translate on the other side with corporations and partners and employers. Trying to translate their skills and their experiences into a resume, I think, is one of the hardest things.
The National Veterans Training Institute found that veteran unemployment dropped by more than 3% in 2023. But Pride says veterans also run into what he calls the paper ceiling, a barrier that keeps workers without college degrees from getting higher wage jobs. Given the frequency of moves, service members often don't finish their schooling in one place. Price says many times they leave the military with some college or maybe a couple classes away from a degree.
When an employer has a paper ceiling in place where the minimum expectation is a college degree, sometimes that disqualifies many qualified veterans and veteran spouses who could do very well in these roles, but because they don't have a college degree, they're barred from entry into that employer.
Pratt says NPower looks past the degree requirements to work directly with employers to place veterans in apprenticeships. That way, they can learn on the job, pursue an education, and earn a paycheck. I'm Simone Perez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs near 39. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 30, near 40 with clouds for Sunday. Sunday night, slight chance of rain, low of 32. Rain and snow is likely for Monday with a high near 37. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 31.
Right now, 35.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers, and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Over the Back Fence on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming everywhere from the Civic Media app. Thanks for joining me this morning on this Saturday. It is the 23rd day of November, 11:07 on the clock. My name is Seth, and we are underway on Over the Back Fence. This is the show where you call 715-424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you want to talk about events happening today, tomorrow, the upcoming week as Thanksgiving gets around, anything like that, if you want to talk about events coming up, please do. We always would like to talk more about stuff going on all throughout central Wisconsin, throughout our listening area. Anything else you want to chat about, that is what this show is all about. Your water cooler, if you will. We are, of course, looking ahead to Thanksgiving. That is coming up very, very soon. Can't wait to get there of all the great family time, right? Family time and food, of course. Football, the three Fs, as I call them. I just started doing that. I don't really call them that. But that's what will be coming up this week as we head into Thanksgiving. So we do, of course, have, because it is the holiday week, we have a couple of special days of programming ahead for you right here on WFHR. We also have some special stuff coming up on our sister station, WIRI 105.5 FM. We'll talk about all of that as we go along here, because we have not only Thursday off, but this year we are also taking Friday off. Civic Media has very generously granted the entire company an extra day off this year. This is something they just started. So we will not be here live in studio on Friday as well as on Thursday. We'll have, of course, some special programming for you. Don't worry. We'll have stuff for you to listen to, of course, and we'll get into that in just a little bit after a little while here. As we first, let's get into some sports, because we have some sports programming that we want to talk about coming up this week as well, including this weekend. First of all, let's discuss a little River Kings. The River Kings are out of town once again this weekend. In fact, they're not going to be back until the first weekend in December, and then we'll have 3 weekends in a row while they'll be home, which is very cool. Can't wait to bring you the River Kings action on 105.5 WIRI, as well as having you go to the Southwood County Rec Center and check it out in person. But this weekend, they are in Detroit for the Detroit Showcase, everybody. And over the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and on Monday, the River Kings are going to be playing four games, which is very impressive. We'll see how Coach Paul and the boys get through this one. Today, they're going to be playing at 8:30 Eastern. That's 7:30 Central tonight, taking on the Columbus Mavericks. And if you want to check out any of these games, you can always go ahead and subscribe to Flow Hockey. That is where all the River Kings games are online, if you are, choose to do so. Of course, you do have to pay for that service. And, well, when they come home, guess what? You get it for free on 105.5 WIRI. I'm just going to throw that out there. Coming up tomorrow, actually, the River Kings have two games coming up. One at 11:30 Central Time. They're going to be taking on the Cincinnati Cyclones. And then later on in the evening at 5:30 p.m., the River Kings will be taking on the Metro Jets. And then finally, early, at least for them, early on Monday at 9:30 a.m. Central Time, they're going to be taking on the Toledo Cherokee. So lots of games coming up for the River Kings this weekend as they get set for Thanksgiving coming up as well. So there you've got a nice showcase going on in Detroit. Lots of different teams there. Lots of different looks for them to see how they're doing against the greater league, not just the league that they're the division, I should say, that they are in. So root on the River Kings. Keep track of them on their website as well. Yeah, they've got lots of great information there as their schedule and scores. All the highlights are on the River Kings website. Make sure you keep checking that one out. Speaking of tournaments, the Badgers men's basketball team are in a tip-off right now this weekend as they get ready for the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday as well. They were victorious last night. Yes, the Badgers won over the University of Central Florida, 86-70, a nice little win there for the Badgers. That means they will be playing in the championship game for this tip-off, the Greenbrier tip-off, as it's called. They will be playing for the championship on Sunday. They're going up against Pitt. Should be a very good game, and here's hoping the Badgers can pull out a win on this tip-off, this little tournament that they are part of as we head into this coming week. Now, this is going to change our programming on Sunday because this game will be starting, the pregame will be starting at about 3:30 or so, or 3 o'clock, or, excuse me, 4 o'clock. The game itself will start at about 4:30. That's when tip-off will commence. That means that is going to be preempting a couple of our shows, our Sunday night shows here on WFHR. First of all, earlier in the day at 1 o'clock, it's free and easy. You get to check out the Polka Show. Tim Hubbelt, the Polka Guy, puts together all these great shows. He's got a specific Thanksgiving show. If you listened in at 7 o'clock this morning, you would have heard his fun take on Thanksgiving. Well, if you missed it, it'll be rebroadcast tomorrow at 1 p.m. Make sure you tune in for that. And then coming up, that means the director's cut will be preempted. James and I did have a new one this week. Of course, we didn't know if the Badgers were going to continue on the tournament. They did. So now we're going to keep that one in the can and get it ready. Hopefully sometime this week we can play that for you, the new director's cut that James and I recorded. And because we don't know when the game is going to end, we're going to have best of episodes of Seth Faces the Music and Unlabeled this Sunday night because we don't know how long the game is going to last. So we're going to put that just to be on the safe side. We'll put best of shows for that. We do have a new Unlabeled, but I want to make sure you can listen to that in full. So we're going to be waiting a week to play that new Unlabeled. It's another great show that James put together. Can't wait to share that with you, but not this Sunday because of the Badger game against Pittsburgh. All right, looking ahead at local sports here, of course, the basketball season has started for high school. Last week, we carried a couple of games for you. The girls' season started last week. This week, the boys will be taking to the court. And we are going to be broadcasting on our sister station, your home for high school sports here in Central Wisconsin, 105.5 WIRI. We're going to be bringing you some games of the Cranberry Classic starting next Friday, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We're going to be bringing you a couple of games. We're still solidifying all the details, but we will be bringing you at least three games, I believe, from the Cranberry Classic coming up next weekend. And we'll get to that in a little bit when we talk more about the event itself. We'll tell you our broadcast schedule as we move along. Great way to kick off the season with the Cranberry Classic at Assumption High School. Can't wait to bring you all of that. And of course, as the week goes on, we are going to be bringing you, like I said, special programming for Thanksgiving and the day after. And we'll be talking about that this week as we get closer to the holiday, and a lot more events coming up, of course, as we lead up to Thanksgiving. And the holiday seasons are almost upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Can't wait for all the fun stuff we have in store for you for the month of December as well. All right, let's go ahead and take our first break of the morning. Once again, the number 715-424-2600. Call us up. And if you're looking for buying or selling from your neighbors, anything you want to talk about, that's what this show is all about. Your bulletin board here in Central Wisconsin. But we'll take a break right now. When we come back, we'll take a look at events happening today, tomorrow, and the week coming up on Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic, right here on WFHR.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Woo-hoo! Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny. Yeah. That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
That was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs near 39. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 30, near 40 with clouds for Sunday. Sunday night, slight chance of rain, low of 32. Rain and snow is likely for Monday with a high near 37. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 31.
Right now, it's 37.
Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, while we're living in, let me tell ya. Should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing?
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on 97.5 FM, WFHR. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. We are happy you are here. We're going to get into some local events here in just a minute, but let's go ahead and do what we're here to do. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. I'm calling. I'm looking for somebody that does alterations on clothes. I got a couple pair of slacks I'd like shortened. And my telephone number is 715-886-3654.
886-3654.
Yes.
All right.
Enjoy your program.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
You have a good voice for this.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll see if we can give you a hand out there. Thanks for the phone call. If you are able to alter clothes, if you are skilled in that trade, they're looking for some help. And you can give them a call at 715-886-3654. That's 886-3654. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And the feedback. I always enjoy feedback from our listeners. Keep them coming, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call. I'll get into these items here, these events, and you can keep the calls coming. I will finish reading what's in front of me and get to your call as soon as I can. I also want to do, before we continue here, I want to give a big thank you out there for anyone who was listening this whole week for the Countdown to the Hunt programs that we had every night on 105.5 WIRI from 6 to 7. I want to thank all of our guests. So much great information this week. Big shout out to my co-host for the end of the week with Mike Comer and some wonderful hunting stories that he shared. It was a lot of fun, everyone. And I got to tell you, I learned so much from that program. As a non-hunter, boy, I learned a lot. So thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Thanks for the people who called in to win some very cool prizes as well. And hopefully we can do that again next year. We'll see. If the feedback is enough, we will hope to do it again next year. All right, let's continue with another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. This is Abby's Nest calling. I have farm fresh eggs for sale. I have white ones, brown ones, and tan ones. And I am asking $2.50 a dozen or $4 for a 18-pack. And they can call me at 715-457-6547. And if it's not too far out of the area, we would deliver the eggs.
Okay. 457-6547.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Some farm fresh eggs if you are interested, everybody. And she said, as you just heard her say, if you're not too far out, they are able to deliver them to you as well. That's very, very cool. If you're interested, 715-457-6547. 457-6547, the number to call if you're looking for some locally raised eggs. All right. Thank you for those calls, everyone. 424-2600. All right. Let's get into some activities throughout the central Wisconsin area here. We're going on right now at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. There is the Winter Market at the Moravian. It goes till 1 o'clock today, every Saturday from 9 to 1. Go in there and check out who the vendors are. I had a decent number of cars there when I left this morning, so go ahead, check it out. You can also go to their Facebook page, get more information there about who's going to be there this week. And if you are a vendor who would like to participate in the Winter Market, easy. Just go to the website wrmoravian.org, and they've got some vendors page there. Get more information on how you can participate. Speaking of participation, let's grab another call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. We have for sale a stainless steel roasting pan. It's a double roaster with a stainless steel rack. It's never been used. It's an original container here. Its original price is $109. We'll sell for $60. Phone 715-423-3396. If there's no answer, please leave a message.
423-3396.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got a roasting pan, never been used. New in the box, ready to go. Well, I don't know if it's in the box, but it's never been used. 423-3396, 423-3396, if you're interested in that item. Keep the calls coming, everyone. I do appreciate hearing from you out there. We have going on another a thing that's going on as we speak down in the lovely town of Rome at the Rome Town Hall, an old-fashioned holiday craft fair going on. More than 30 vendors with handcrafted items. The way to get in is super easy. Just bring a food pantry donation and you get in for free. Also, they're also collecting new and gently used mittens, scarves, hats, and gloves. Share the warmth collection for this winter. Those are, of course, always very important as well. Once again, that's happening today until 3 o'clock p.m. in Rome at the Rome Town Hall Old Fashioned Holiday Craft Fair. Go get some presents and enjoy supporting some great local causes while you're at it at the same time. Coming up tomorrow on Sunday evening, there is a community Thanksgiving worship service planned at the First Congregational UCC Church at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This is being put on by the local church group, the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, that is known as GRACE. They will be also collecting some funds to help pay off meal debt, school meal debt in area schools. That's one of the main ministries that they do. That's coming up tomorrow night, Sunday night at 6 p.m., a community Thanksgiving worship service at the UCC Church in Wisconsin Rapids. We have a blood drive coming up, our next blood drive coming up on Monday. Let's give you more information about that. This is put on by the Community Blood Center, and it's coming at Monday, like I said, from 2 to 7 p.m. over at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can call right now and make your appointment, 800-280-4102. That's 800-280-4102. Appointments are definitely appreciated. You can also walk in if they have anything available. They'll take you if it is available, of course. And this is a reminder, too, and I'm glad they put this on the little flyer that they gave us, that blood donation is not just for emergencies. Of course, always natural disasters, it seems, going on all the time. We've had hurricanes and wildfires in the United States. But it's also important to know that there are people who get continuous blood transfusions who need it to survive. So that is, if you needed another reason to donate some blood, there you go, everybody. You have that. You have, of course, natural disasters. And you never know when you might be on the receiving end of needing some blood. So that is on Monday at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria building from 2 to 7 p.m. put on by the Community Blood Center. Also on Monday, we have a very cool event put on by our very good friends over at the Elks Lodge, number 693 in Wisconsin Rapids. They are doing a community Thanksgiving dinner. Now, this is a free meal and open to the general public. Anyone can share in on this fabulous Thanksgiving meal. Here is the menu, and your mouth will start watering. I know mine is already. Oven roasted turkey, honey glazed ham, mashed potatoes, sage stuffing, gravy, green beans and baby carrots, pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce. Delicious. Can't wait. Oh my gosh, it sounds so good. It's going on Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. over at the Elks Lodge, number 693. Once again, this is a free meal open to the entire community, to the general public. Please go in and share some fellowship time with other members of the community for a fabulous free meal. Looks very delicious, and we can't wait to see how many people. Let's see if we get a lot of people there this Monday. Can't wait to see what happens with that. As we move along the week, of course, we have festivities starting as we get closer to Thanksgiving. And one of the big ones, of course, here in Wisconsin Rapids is the Rekindle the Spirit Parade. Yes, it is back once again for the next year, for the most recent year, of course. Can't wait. One of my favorite events here in Wisconsin Rapids. This beloved holiday tradition brings together the community to kick off the festive season with a beautiful parade featuring vibrant floats, which will include us, everybody. Yes, the staff here at WFHR, WIRI, will be in the parade. Can't wait to see you there. Also some music and a special lighting ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park. Don't miss this magical evening as they celebrate, as we all celebrate, the holiday spirit together in the heart of the city of Wisconsin Rapids. So, here is the schedule of events coming up. This is coming up on Wednesday, of course, at 5:25. The Grand Avenue Bridge lighting ceremony and ribbon cutting will be taking place, which also includes the annual holiday lighting ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park. We'll follow right after that. So at 5:25, they're going to first do the Grand Avenue Bridge lighting ceremony and cut the ribbon there. Immediately following that, they will go to Veterans Memorial Park and do the annual holiday lighting ceremony for the other lights in the city. Of course, our fabulous holiday lights. Can't wait to see all of that. At 5:45, the parade will begin. And then as the parade goes through downtown on Grand Avenue there, at 6:45, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be at the Hotel Mead. So join them after the parade for complimentary cookies and cocoa, courtesy of Chatterbox Catering and Hotel Mead. You can capture the moment and take a photo with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, provided by Titanium Photography. I do want to mention that throughout this whole event, starting at about 3:30, Chatterbox Catering will have a food truck at Veterans Park offering hot drinks and delicious food for purchase. Come on down, everyone. I hope the weather is cooperative this year as we get ready for the holiday season with Rekindle the Spirit. Like I said, one of my favorite events every single year here in Wisconsin Rapids. So, of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving, and I hope everyone has a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And also want to do a quick shout out. Of course, hunting season started this morning. Good luck to all you hunters out there. I hope you've already bagged one, actually. Make it great. Make it a nice quick year for you, right? But of course, it'll be happening for the next 9 days or so. So a big good luck to you. And please stay safe, everybody. The most important thing. One thing that I learned this week from our Countdown to the Hunt programs was that safety is always number one. And I hope you practice safety as number one as well. Also, I want to do a quick programming note for WIRI. Starting tonight and going throughout the rest of hunting season, of rifle hunting season, we're going to have a special simulcast from one of our sister stations in River Falls, Wisconsin. They have an annual program they call the Hunter's Roundup, and it is a fabulous 2 hours every night show from 6 to 8 where they do nothing but take calls from hunters, get stories, get jokes, have some fun. I am told that this is a tradition that's gone on for about 50 years. We've got we have our good friend Joel over there, and he's been doing it for the last 25 years. It's a fabulous, crazy good time is what I've been hearing. Now, it won't be playing on a Sunday night or on Thursday, obviously, because of Thanksgiving, but the Packer game is probably an afternoon game, I believe, on a Sunday, so they will not be doing it on Sunday as well, because they're good friends at the station, the country station in River Falls, is also going to be, they also have Packer games there. So we will not be broadcasting that on Sunday night. But every other day from 6 to 8, tune into WIRI, and we'll be simulcasting it right here at 105.5. Can't wait to bring you that as well. All right, time for another break here. As when we come back, we'll get into some more events coming up. We will share more phone calls, hopefully, with you. 424-2600 is the number to call. And we'll be back very soon on Over the Back Fence, brought to you by Crockett Septic on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
The Bucks outpace Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead at five-serve form and went on to beat the Pacers 129-117. Another triple-double from Giannis with 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 37 points. The Bucks are now 7-9. Tonight, they host the Charlotte Hornets. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin with an 86-70 victory over Central Florida at the Greenbrier tip-off tournament being held this weekend in Orlando. The Badgers remain undefeated at 6-0, and they're going to face Pittsburgh tomorrow at 4:30 to wrap up their trip. The boys' high school state football tournament ended last night with Green Bay's Bayport High taking the Division I state title with a 25-18 win over Muskego. NFL, Packers and 49ers tomorrow. San Francisco without their starting quarterback, Brock Purdy. Brandon Allen at quarterback. But they still have a lot of experience on offense.
You know, they got a veteran group and a lot of guys that's, you know, top players in this league. It's going to be a big game, you know, get to see you on Sunday.
That's the Packers' Kenny Clark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber.
The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album, I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs near 39. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 30, near 40 with clouds for Sunday. Sunday night, slight chance of rain, low of 32. Rain and snow is likely for Monday with a high near 37. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 31.
Right now, it's 37.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Welcome, everyone, back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and wherever you're going with the Civic Media app. Don't forget to download that free app right now, everyone, if you have not done so already. Take us everywhere you go, because you not only get all of our great programming here on WFHR, you get Badger Sports as well. Yes, we are allowed to stream those over the Civic Media app, and that's a good thing, because today at 12:30, we have the Badgers taking on Nebraska in their second-to-last game of the year. And we'll get into a little bit about the last game coming up next week, as it's a very different time for that. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But at 12:30 today, don't forget to tune in. Pre-game starts for the Badgers versus Nebraska as they try to continue with their bowl streak, which may be a little, it might be in jeopardy if they don't. They got to win at least one more game, ladies and gentlemen, in order to do that. So we'll see how they do in Lincoln this weekend. Speaking of more sports, let's keep it going here with something happening after Thanksgiving. So first of all, I do want to say that we have the final game of the Badger football team this year, and it's going to be in a strange time and place, well, at least on our schedule. On Friday, Black Friday, yes, they are going to be playing against the Golden Gophers of Minnesota on Friday. Pregame starts at 9 a.m., very early start to the day for that final game for Paul Bunyan's axe. So make sure you tune in then. So it's going to, of course, we are having the day off here, but it's going to affect our schedule on WFHR because it starts at 9 o'clock. At 8, we'll have a best of for you going into the Badger game. So make sure you tune in then. And then later on, we do have new content for our Midday Magazine program. So make sure you tune in for that after, hopefully after the Badger game. We'll see how long that goes, and then we'll go from there. But that is going to be next Friday at 9 a.m. is when the Badgers pregame starts for them taking on Minnesota for the final game, regular season game of the college football season. Now, closer to home, next Friday, Black Friday, of course, it is the 40th. Yes, you heard me right. The 40th annual Assumption High School Cranberry Classic going on Friday and Saturday. This is at Assumption High School. Games start at 9 a.m. and continue until about 10 p.m. each day. Participating in the games this year on the girls' side will be Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Pittsville. That's for the girls this year. They will be participating in the Cranberry Classic. For the boys, we have Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Port Edwards will be in this year. So lots of great local teams. Love the fact that it's going to be so local this year. Of course, there's also the great concession stand that they have there and raffles as well, 50-50 raffles to help support high school sports at Assumption. Now, we will be bringing you games from the Cranberry Classic on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, your home for high school sports. I believe we're going to be doing the 6 o'clock game and the 8 o'clock game on Friday, so tune in for both of those if you cannot make it to the Cranberry Classic in person. And then those are both boys' games. And then we're hoping to carry the championship game also at around 8 o'clock on Saturday for the boys' tournament. So tune in, listen to all this great basketball we're going to be bringing you on 105.5 WIRI. It's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. Mike Comer will be doing yeoman's work, calling all of those games. Can't wait to join with Mike as I run the board for that. And that's coming up next weekend. We will solidify, of course, all those times as the week goes along here to make sure you are ready for those games. Well, we've got, let's see, oops, I don't need that part. Okay, there we go. I got to make sure I got this in order here. So we've got lots of stuff coming up in the week after. Oh, excuse me. I don't want to forget about this. Oh, my gosh. At the end of this week, we got a couple other items that will be taking place. Here's a really fun one. They started it last year. My family and I participated in this, and my goodness, did we have some fun. It is the Zora Shriners Festival of Trees. That is starting on Black Friday this week, November 29th. It's running through December 8th. This event will be held at the Wisconsin Rapids Masonic Center. Free parking and free admission, of course. Non-perishable food items will be donations will be accepted as well to be taken over to SWEPs. I'll give you the schedule here in just a second. If you don't know what this was last year, this is a big fundraising opportunity for the Funsters. And it's a really fun time to bring your family. A glimpse of the magic in motion. Community businesses, organizations, or individual sponsors set up and decorate festive trees with unwrapped presents under those trees. The trees are adorned with various ornaments, lights, and decorations showcasing unique traditional themes. Kids and adults can get a family picture with Santa during certain hours as well. And all sponsors' trees with presents will be raffled off at 4 p.m. on December 8th. So this is how it works, everyone. You go in there, you see a tree that you might like. It's either presents under, wow, cool, right? You go and get raffle tickets, as many as you would like, and then you put those tickets into each tree to be raffled off later to get your chance to win all of those prizes under the tree. The value is usually $500 or more. They're not joking, everybody. If you saw it last year, these were impressive trees. So I do encourage everyone to do that. The times they will be open on Black Friday from 10 to 7, and then on Saturday, the 30th, from 10 to 7. And then they will be open the rest of the week, heading up to the 8th of December, starting on December 1st coming Sunday. And that one's from 11 to 6 on Sunday. And then during the week, Monday through Friday, it's from 1 to 7. And then on Saturday, the 7th, it'll be 10 to 7. And then finally, on December the 8th, 11 to 4 p.m. And then after 4 p.m. is when they're going to draw to see who wins the raffles for all of those great trees. Please have fun participating. The Wisconsin Rapids Masonic Center is at 2321 2nd Avenue South. Great fundraiser. Great fun for the whole family. Join in this year, everybody, for that. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up here. Let's see here. We have, I want to check something really quick here. Let's see. I'm going to go through this information here. Okay. We've got, we've got Hometown Christmas for Nakusa and their parade, but I have two different things here. Oh, this is for the tree lighting ceremony. Okay. All right. We'll get to that first then. Coming up on Saturday, next Saturday, November the 30th, we will have the Riverside Lights tree and figure lighting at Nakusa for Nakusa Hometown Christmas. Now, Hometown Christmas comes a week after that on the 7th, but join Santa for Nakusa Hometown Christmas annual tree lighting ceremony on Saturday, November 30th at Riverside Park in Nakusa. One lucky kid will get to flip the giant light switch and light up the 15-foot tall Christmas tree and the rest of the lights in the park. Lighting ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. Enjoy the hot cocoa. And then, of course, the lights will be on throughout the holiday season. You can drive through and check out all the cool setups that they have there at Riverside Park. And once again, the ceremony starts at 6 p.m. next Saturday at 916 Prospect Avenue. That is where Riverside Park is in Nakusa. Can't wait. Lots of great stuff happening in Nakusa for Christmas, of course. And we also have the parade coming up a week later. We'll get to that as we go along here. All right, let's see here. I'm going to get to the next calendar, see what's going to be happening in December. Let's see, what do we got coming up here? All kinds of fun stuff. We have more Hometown Christmas stuff coming up next week, including we've got a Santa visit with crafts for kids as well for the Nakusa Hometown Christmas. This is coming up on Thursday, December 5th. Stop by Riverside Park in Nakusa for a festive visit with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. The enchanting event featuring fun crafts with kids is free and open to the public, making it the perfect way to kick off the holiday season. Bring your little ones for a night of creativity. Each child will receive a special craft kit to assemble, creating cherished holiday memories. There's going to be several Santa visits throughout the holiday season, everyone. The first one, of course, is coming this Thursday. And then on Friday, December 6th, there'll be cookies with Santa. On Thursday, December 12th, there'll be paws and claws. And then on Friday, December 13th, there will be pictures in the park. Go to the For Nakusa, and that's the name of the group that's putting this on, For Nakusa. Check out their Facebook page and their website. ForNakusa.org is the name of the website. For more information about all of this stuff, and this again is happening at Riverside Park. All these events start at about 5 p.m. on the days that we mentioned. So make sure you get ready for all of these fun, great way to get yourself into the holiday spirit as we head into the first week of December. All right, time for our final break here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back. We do have a couple more events that I want to highlight coming up in the first couple of weeks of December as we get ready for Christmas. Can't wait. One of my favorite times of year, and I hope it is yours as well. Also, take any more calls anyone has out there. 424-2600 is the number to get on Over the Back Fence on 97.5 FM right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by the great folks at Crockett Septic here on WFHR.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs near 39. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 30, near 40 with clouds for Sunday. Sunday night, slight chance of rain, low of 32. Rain and snow is likely for Monday with a high near 37. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 31.
Right now, it's 37.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
First word you were taught, and they watched you wear the clothes they claim that they bought. It brought you down to watch a merry-go-round.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and streaming live anywhere you are on the Civic Media app. Download that today. It's free, everyone. Take us wherever you go. A couple more things I want to talk about today before we wrap up Over the Back Fence for the week. We will be back again next Saturday, same time, 11 to 12, with another edition of Over the Back Fence. Get your stuff ready, everybody, and to sell, buy, whatever it is. Or stories. How about some Christmas stories? Let's talk about Christmas. It's going to be December. No, it's not. It's going to be the last day of November. Let's talk about Thanksgiving, how that went first. And then we'll talk about Christmas as we go along here on Over the Back Fence. Well, here's another item to put you in the Christmas spirit. Can't wait for this one, everybody. Irving Berlin's White Christmas is going to be taking the stage at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater starting on Thursday, December 5th at 7 p.m., then Friday the 6th at 7, and then the 7th at 2 p.m., and then the next week we'll do it all over again, the 12th, the 13th at 7 p.m., December 14th at 2 p.m. Six opportunities to see the fabulous musical White Christmas. Tickets available online at wrctheater.org, or you can call up 715-421-0435. My glasses are failing me. 715-421-0435. You can call up, get your tickets that way, or you can visit them at 220 3rd Avenue South at the box office there. Open during the weekdays, Tuesday through Friday, I believe, starting at 10 o'clock. You can get them in person there as well. I do have to say, for journalistic integrity, I know some of the people in the show, so I know it's going to be fabulous, everyone. That's White Christmas coming up very soon here. Get you in the Christmas spirit. Can't wait to see that one. It's going to be great. A musical. Yes, a musical. It has been a while. One of the other great things about the holiday season, for me anyway, is cookie walks. Yes, we got cookie walks on the way, everybody. We have one coming up at the St. Lawrence Church, their annual Christmas cookie walk. The women will be holding their cookie walk on Saturday, December 7th. It is the St. Lawrence Church Hall at 530 10th Avenue North in Wisconsin Rapids. Start goes from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Price is $9 per pound. Yes, anything that you have to pay per pound is fabulous. I love it. I think it's going to be so, so cool. Choose your own selection of cookies from a huge variety. There's going to be raffle baskets and items, raffle tickets, $1 each or 6 for $5. The proceeds go to CCW and Parish Projects. And, of course, they thank everyone for participating and helping support them. But, hey, guess what? You get cookies out of it, and that's the best part. St. Lawrence Church, the Church Hall, 530 10th Avenue North, Wisconsin Rapids. That is December 7th. That's Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. Bring your money and get ready to eat all kinds of cookies. Yes, cookies. Coming up also on December 7th at 4 p.m., we have the Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir will be having their holiday concert. It's the most wonderful time of year, and it's going to be at the First Congregational Church, 311 2nd Street South. Admission is free, but they will be accepting some good free will donations. And there will also be a reception following the concert. This concert will feature many new selections and traditional holiday favorites. Audience sing-alongs can sing along with the carols. This is going to be a fabulous fun. I love these holiday concerts are some of my favorite things. It is coming on Saturday, December 7th at 4 p.m. It's the most wonderful time of year. Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir. This is going to be at the First Congregational Church at 311 2nd Street South in Rapids. Now, finally, the other parade that we want to talk about here. The Coosa Holiday Parade and Fireworks going to be happening on December 7th, starting at 5:15 p.m. at Bueller Avenue in Nakusa. This magical evening will light up both the streets and the sky with festive floats and spectacular fireworks, a show that will conclude the night. Celebrate the holiday season with a joyful community gathering filled with fun entertainment and holiday spirit. A fun holiday parade starting at the library and ending at Goodfellas. It is followed by fireworks at Riverside Park. It is a great way to spend time with the family and friends to kick off the holiday season. The fireworks start at about 6:30 p.m. Head on down to Riverside Park after the parade and enjoy Highland Big Boom fireworks. If you have any questions or would like to enter a float into the parade, this is put on by our good friends over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Please call Lucy Ayling at 715-422-4859, 422-4859. That's coming up on December 7th in Nakusa. All right, looks like we got a phone call coming in here. I got a strange feeling about this one. I don't know. But let's find out what it's all about. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Seth. First time, long time. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's up, man?
Well, I got to tell you something. I know that you guys buy and sell items there. I got all these sports takes I am just trying to get rid of. I have got a lot of them, Seth. There's just too many. And some of them are going to expire soon. Now, where could I go to take these sports takes?
Well, sir, you are in absolute luck because we have for you a sports show that we have on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays right here on WFHR from 5 to 6 p.m. Of course, next week it's only going to be on Monday and Wednesday because, of course, Friday is the holiday. We're going to have the day off. But call in then and get those sports takes before they expire because I'm telling you, nothing smells worse than expired sports takes. I'm telling you.
You are telling me. That is amazing, Seth. You're telling me now twice a week and three times normally I could call in from 5 to 6, write this number right here, 424-2600, just using the Civic Media app as well as another way to do it. I could get these sports takes out. That is amazing, sir. Thank you so much.
Well, that's why we're here at Information Station here, sir, and you know that's what we do, and we want you to get those sports takes out here. So don't forget, we had a couple of preemptions this last week for Playmakers, so we've got Monday and Wednesday this week, 5 to 6. Don't forget to call in with your sports takes, thoughts, and feelings, just like that gentleman there. It's a surprise that we haven't heard from him before. I don't know where he's been. He's got to call in to the sports show, man. I'm interested to hear what his takes are. We're getting closer to wrap up the show, but let's take another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have a nice ladies size large hooded winter ski jacket for sale in good condition. It's size large. I just want $25 for it. And they'd call 715-886-4677. And if no answer, leave message and I'll call you back.
All right. 886-4677.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. Got a large ladies jacket for sale if you're interested. A winter jacket, I should say. 886-4677. 886-4677 if you're interested in that coat. Okay, one more thing, I think. We'll get to one more thing here as we continue talking about all kinds of fun events happening as we get into December, as we get ready for that holiday season. Well, we've got a great fun, I mean, absolutely, this is going to be so much fun, everybody. The Arts Council of Southwood County is presenting one of Wisconsin's very own for their Christmas performance this season as they bring in Boogie and the Yo-Yos, Christmas with You. Yes, you heard right. Boogie and the Yo-Yos are going to be here 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 12th at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids, 1801 16th Street South. They will be performing a limited number. They perform a limited number of Christmas shows each season, and Boogie and the Yo-Yos produces an atmosphere of joy and merriment during this festive extravaganza. Creative brilliance, energy, and musical prowess will be on display as the audience experiences a blend of classic Christmas favorites and soul-stirring originals with a unique touch. It's a truly celebration of community, music, and the endearing spirit of Christmas. And to add even more local flavor to the performance, Assumption High School Choir will be joining Boogie and the Yo-Yos on the stage for several numbers. How cool is that? Oh, my gosh. That is just fabulous, everybody. You get your tickets. Those are available 24/7 at SavorTheArts.com. If you need a little bit of help with getting those tickets, no problem. You can stop by their offices at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids during their normal business hours of Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Or you can call them up. They can give you a hand that way as well. 715-424-2787, 424-2787. And that, again, is Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. There is no ticketing fees. Only sales tax is added. So keep that in mind, everybody. Fabulous show. We can't wait for them to come to town. Great way to get into the Christmas spirit with Boogie and the Yo-Yos coming to the pack. 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 12th. Hope to see you there for that. Wow, that was a lot of information. My goodness, everybody. As we get ready to wrap up the show here, I want to thank all the callers out there. I want to thank all the listeners out there as well. Because of you, that's what keeps this show going, everybody. Without you, we don't have a show here. So thanks for the calls. Keep those coming next week as well. We'll be back for that from 11 to 12 next week on the final day of November. And don't forget to stay tuned right after the show here. At least you'll hear the first part of Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. But at 12:30, the Badgers pregame show will start as they take on Nebraska in Lincoln this weekend. So make sure you tune in for that as well. Tonight, we've got Max Inc. Radio from 6 to 12. All kinds of local Wisconsin music on that program. One of the best in the state. In fact, it's been nominated for a Whammy, which is the Wisconsin Grammy Awards. They're not Grammys, of course, but they're state Wisconsin Music Awards. And Max Inc. has been nominated for Best Show in the State, which is very, very cool. Congratulations to them on that nomination. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m., there is a rebroadcast of The Polka Show from Tim Hubbell, the Polka Guy, Thanksgiving-themed show. Make sure you check that out. And then at about 4:30, we have the Badgers going for the championship. Let me see. I think Pam wrote something down here. 4:30 is the pregame. 5 o'clock is the tip-off for the championship game of the tournament that the Badgers are in. They're taking on Pitt at 4:30. That means it's going to preempt several of our programs happening on Sunday night. So no director's cut, and we'll have best of Seth Face of the Music and Unlabeled because of the uncertainty of when the game is going to end. So we're not going to be playing any new shows for that as well. And of course, we're going to have best of on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Tune in then. We'll have some great content for you as we take the day off and Friday off as well. And don't forget, the Badgers are going to be playing on Black Friday, starting at 9 a.m. is when the pregame is going to start. And then later on in the evening on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, we've got the Cranberry Classic right here. Lots of information, and that's going to do it for me, everyone. Thanks once again to Crockett Septic for sponsoring the show and all you listeners out there on 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE.